I think Cecil bounces back.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think that he really only had maybe 4 opportunities to catch, to have the catches. You know, he had 2 of them. You know, they, one of them was, he was tangled up pretty good on the other one. And then obviously he had the 1 drop on 2nd and 10. But, yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think that Cecil played a good game. I think he was just, it was an unfortunate set of circumstances. We missed the throw behind him, or he'd have a catch there. We missed another throw, got battered, he'd have a catch there. We had a wide open post, and we had a break down of contain because of missed on a protection. So, unfortunately for Cease, there was 10 balls thrown his way, but there was probably only about 4 catchables.
Blake said earlier that when he first started, he found it on Wednesday tough to put the other game behind him. Mm-hmm. Have you seen him being able to sort of put things in compartments and move on?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, we. When he first started, we probably were still trying to figure out a routine, you know, how we were going to handle post-game, how we're going to handle, you know, some of us get a little antsy, you know, maybe I send them text messages on Sunday night. And then, you know, what was best there and how we were going to handle that. And then how we're going to handle Mondays, you know, were we going to wait till we watch it in the quarterback room? Now we've changed that. We watch it together first in the morning. You know, then we've kind of been able to move forward when he comes in on Tuesday, to check on, you know, what's going on with the game plan. Are we talking more about the past or the present, you know, or the future game? And I think so he's probably been able to move on past it, quicker. I've probably moved on past it quicker with him at times, but, this morning, we met and I showed him 8 to 10 clips from last week's game again. I think it's important right now for Blake to learn, off of the experience he had as much, or more than the experiences that will come on Sunday. He needs to really see what he did do and really work through that.
I said on Monday that Linder has probably made the best strides on the line. Would you agree with that and why?
Linder's had a, you know, he's done a very good job for us. I think he's missed 1 game. He's played every other, you know, snap that he's been in. He's really done a nice job in terms of his ability to both pass protect and run block. He's got great leadership skills. He's got a lunchbox mentality, comes to work every day ready to work. He's what you want in an offensive lineman in terms of his toughness. He's got great size and strength. But he's a rookie, and he'll, I think his jump from year 1 to year 2 will be great as well.
Was there a moment where you knew that Marquise was ready to go? And if you saw that, when was it?
You know, I think that it really took, I think it's been a process. I still think it's a process. He's getting better. He's certainly making more and more plays for us. There are more and more plays out there for him to make. Opportunities are continuing to show up for him, which is good. You know, it's been a mixture though, right? Allen Robinson goes down. Now, you know, Marquise goes up. Marquise is healthy. You know, he's practicing day in and day out now after a while where he wasn't. So I think it's a big combination. He's one of those guys that he has come along throughout this process. Unfortunately, he didn't have OTAs, didn't have much training camp, didn't have much preseason. So, you know, he was a little bit behind the eight ball, and we just had to get him ready to go. And I think probably from the bye week on, or maybe from actually London week on, he started having some really good weeks.
With the Nard banged up a little bit, how do you do differently? How do you approach the week differently?
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be an opportunity for Storm, you know, to get back in the mix. It'll be Toby's, you know, healthy, and he'll continue to be in the mix. And Todman will probably be more in the mix than he's been last you know, this part of the season so far. Then we have to see where Denard is. I don't know what the final outcome is right now, where he's at. But I think it will be an opportunity for Storm to step up for sure. I think that'll be the biggest difference.